Hello, Zechon Shabbat Cheskel Shag. We're on Yehuda Masechet Sukkah Daf Mem Hey. Zok the Mishnah. How was the Arava process done? The messengers of Bezim would go to Moitza, which was a low-lying place near Yerushalayim, to get branches of Aravas. The Kohanim would then stand these up around the Mizbech so that the tops of the Aravas bent over the roof of the Mizbech. They would then blow a tekiah through and a tekiah. Zok the Mishnah. Every day at Sukkot they would circle the Mizbech once and say Ana Hashem Oshiyana, Ana Hashem Hatzlichana. Rabbi Yehuda says they would say Ana Hashem Oshiyana. On the seventh day of Sukkot, Zok the Mishnah, they would circle the Mizbech seven times. As they were leaving the Mizbech on the seventh day, they would say to the Mizbech, this beauty is to you, Mizbech, this beauty is to you, Mizbech. Rabbi Eliezer says they would say, to Hashem and to you, Mizbech, to Hashem and to you, Mizbech. This process was followed on the seventh day, whether it fell on a weekday or on a Shabbos. The only difference was, if it fell on Shabbos, they would bring their aromas on Friday and place them in water-filled golden barrels so that they should not wilt. Rabbi Yechon ben Breika said, Zok the Mishnah, they would bring branches from a palm tree and bang it on the ground at the side of the Mizbech. This led to the day being referred to as the beating of the branches. On the seventh day, the adults would grab the lulavim from their children and eat their esroigim as a sign of happiness. Zokhtar Mara Brisa says that the Aravas, that the place the Aravas were taken from was in an area exempt from taxes. This is why the Mishnah refers to it as Moitza, meaning exempt. The Mishnah said, Uvarim v'zoikfen oisim b'tzide v'chulu. Brisa says, many long Aravas were used in this process. The Aravas were cut at 11 amas tall so that they would reach the top of the Mizbech. Mareim and Mazutra said, we can learn from here that the Aravas were placed at the base of the Mizbech. The Mizbech was 9 amas high and indented 2 amas from its widest point on the bottom. So if the Aravas were placed on the ground, given the height and all the indentations, the 11 amas Aravas would not be able to hang over the roof of the Mizbech. It must be that they were set on the base, which was 1 amas high and already 1 amas indented on its own. Ravo said, we learned that the Aravas must reach above the roof from the pasuk that says Ad Karanois HaMizbech. The teachers of Aravos must reach the corners of the Mizbech, which themselves were higher than the roof. Rabbi Avoh said in the name of Rabbi Elazar, whoever takes a lulav with his binding and a hadas with his braiding is considered as if he built a mizbech and offered a carbon based on the pasuk of Isru Chag, referring to the bound lulav, ba'avoysim, referring to the braided hadasim, ad kainas mizbech, referring to the blood offered on the corners. From this same pasuk, Rabbi Yirmiyah said in the name of Rabbi Shimon Yochai, that one who eats and drinks on Yom Tov is considered to have built a mizbech and offered a carbon. Zoktamar Chizkiyah said that Rabbi Yirmiyah said in the name of Rabbi Shimon Yochai, regarding all mitzvahs, one is only yoitz if the objects used are used in the manner in which they grow, meaning the lulav, the other meaning the walls of the Mishkan. This is learned from the pasuk that says, Ate shitim oimdim. A Braisa says this as well. The Braisa then brings a second interpretation of the pasuk, that the walls must support the gold plating. A third interpretation is that the pasuk is teaching that the walls of the Mishkan continue to stand, meaning they continue to offer hope and promise as they did when they were physically standing. Chizkiyah said that Rabbi Yirmiyah, in the name of Rabbi Shimon Yochai, said, with my zechusim, I can prevent punishment from all the averas done by people from the day I was born until today. If the zechusim of my son Elazar added, that time frame can be expanded to include from the time the world was created until today. If the zechusim of King Yosem ben Uzziyahu are added, that time frame can be expanded to include from the time the world was created until the end of time. Chizkiyah said, Rabbi Yirmiyah said in the name of Shimei Chai, I have seen the people fit to merit the highest level of reward, and they are very few in number. If there are 1,000 such people, myself and my son Elazar are included among them. If there are 100 such people, we're included among them. If there are even only 2 such people, we are those 2. Fact Gemara, Rav Adash and the Pasuk teaches there are 18,000 rows of tzaddikim next to Hashem. We see that there are many more than those stated by Shimon Yochai. The Gemara of Shimon's statement was referring to people regarding people who can see Hashem through a very clear window, so to say. Rav was referring to those who can see Hashem but through an unclear window. Abaye Dash, Fact Gemara, Abaye Adash and the Pasuk that teaches every generation has at least 36 tzaddikim who greet the Shechina every day. Moses Abaye was referring to people who see Hashem clearly but who can only approach Hashem, approach the Shechina with permission. Shimon was referring to people who can even approach the Shechina without permission. The Mishnah said, "B'shas piti rosim ayin oimim v'chulu." According to Rabbi Eliezer, they would pair the name of Hashem and Mizbeach together. Now, Braisa taught that one may not pair the name of Hashem with anything else. Mor said they would actually say, "We agree that Hashem is our God, and we praise you, Mizbeach, for offering us a vehicle to get forgiveness." The Mishnah said, "Kimaseu b'choler." Who explained that Yechon ben Breika's reason is based on the word kapois, which teaches that two lulavim are needed, one for the mitzvah of lulav and one for the arava process. The Rabbanan said that the word is written without the vav, and therefore refers to, it says kapas, which is only one lulav. Rav Lady said, the palm branch was used to teach that just as date tree has sap only in its trunk, it only has one heart, so to say, so to the Yidden only have one heart, which is devoted to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rehu's name of Shmuel said, a bracha is made on the lulav each of the 7 days of sukkahs, and a bracha is made on the sukkah only the first time he goes in. This is because the mitzvah of lulav is separated by each night, and each day is therefore considered to be a new mitzvah. The mitzvah of sukkah is continuous, and therefore you don't have to make a new bracha. Rabbi Rechanan named Rabbi Yechanan said a bracha is made on the sukkah each day of sukkahs, and a bracha is made on the lulav only on the first day of sukkahs. He said this is because the mitzvah of sukkahs is a deraisa of 7 days, and the mitzvah of lulav is only deraisa of the first day. Rabbi named Rabbi Yechanan said a bracha is made on sukkah and on lulav each of the 7 days of sukkahs. Rabbi Yechanan said we should pass on the Rabbi Rechanan because all versions of Rabbi Yechanan at least agree that a new bracha is made on the sukkah each day. Pekmar Braisa says that a new bracha is made each day on the lulav and not on the sukkah. We can answer the Braisa, say that the Braisa is referring to when the Beit HaMikdash stood, and that's why each day day of lulav was a deraisa, and that's why a new bracha is made, and the rice will therefore not be problematic according to Rabbi Yochanan. However, why is a new bracha not made in the sukkah every day? Rabbi says in a brisa that a person makes a bracha every time he puts on tefillin, even multiple times throughout the day. The Chum argue and say that only one bracha is made, the mitzvah sukkah, which is treated like one long day for the entire Yom Tov, according to Rabbi Yochanan. Therefore, we'll have a new bracha made each day because he holds like Rebbe. The brisa regarding sukkah above will follow the shita of Chachamim, and that's why a new bracha is made every time. I'm sorry, that's why only one bracha is made at the first time he goes in.